saving money in your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need for keeping your outdoor power equipment in tip-top shape. Ensure your lawnmower or boat is running smooth this year. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale. View our entire selection of FVP batteries today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts now. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F Yeah Friday. F for funny. Comedian of the Week will be in the studio at 2:30. None other than friend of the show, Jerry Rocha.
F also for food.
Oh, yes.
And I want to thank you, my friend.
Yes. You are very welcome.
It was delicious.
Shout out to Nico Nico's, the original location on Montrose, which when I lived in Midtown, I frequented to the point of having my own menu item. But
which is pretty awesome.
Was back in the hood today getting some stuff done and thought, you know what, I'll swing by. And they're fans of the Suspects, and they decided to send a little care package along the way. So appreciate Robert and all the people at Nico Nico's.
Unbelievably good.
Great Greek food. Great everything food. Nick's had the burgers and fries before, and the burgers are very, very big, and the fries are good. So they got everything there. But to see what that place used to be when it looked like a Dairy Queen kind of just right up against the sidewalk, to how they expanded it till it couldn't go anymore, and now they're in like I-10 in the Beltway and Town and Country and downtown and all over the place, but it's great food.
And we really are work wives, aren't we?
Yeah.
So yeah. Joel texts. Well, first he calls me and I don't answer, similar to how my wife does me. Is that fair when you try to call Lisa? Mm-hmm. She never answers. You got to text and then.
Oh boy, if you don't answer when she calls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So Joel calls. I missed the call. He texts. I missed the text. Call him back. He calls again, and then he's like, hey, I'm here. Do you want some food? I'm like, yeah. We discuss it. Hangs up. Texts me again. Calls back again. He's like, what kind of chicken do you want? They have rotisserie. It's literally, I'm just having flashbacks of every night picking up dinner for my wife.
So then I smart-ass called him back, and I said, hey, this is the drive-thru window at Nico's. We're working on your order. Can you give me some insight?
We fight like a married couple. We live like a married couple. It's amazing.
At least we're not sleeping like a married couple. Well, maybe we are.
Well, we do because we don't sleep together.
That's right. That's what I mean. Maybe that's possible, too. But shout out to Nico Nico's.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you guys so much.
And we do appreciate that.
It was really, really good.
Yeah. So
we got highly recommended.
They have been a staple forever. And like I said, they are legit in terms of they specialize, obviously, in Greek food. But they have everything. And now they've added desserts. Oh. And gelato and like literally handmade pastries and stuff that just they're just awesome.
So. I could definitely get down with that. Desserts. Yeah. I mean, I can't because I'm trying not to be fat anymore, so Nick will leave me alone. But I definitely will try them when I'm decided that I don't care what Nick thinks again. Yeah. So I'll give
Nick credit though. He had he passed on the food today. And normally he's been good about getting advantage, but he passed on it.
It's not like I ate healthy. I mean, I ate Chipotle.
But that's pretty healthy. Right?
Without the white queso.
Without the white queso.
Yeah.
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 We were talking about the whole Kobe thing in the last couple of weeks, the memorial. Some weird things, good and bad, right? So the good thing from a bad thing is after the memorial service, eBay was already inundated with people trying to sell everything from their ticket stub to the programs to the posters on the walls that were outside the Staples Center.
Despicable.
And eBay stepped in and said, we're not about all this.
Good.
And they took it all down.
I love it.
Fantastic.
Yep.
We also said, and we talked about when the actual helicopter accident happened, that the three of us talked off air about the fact that I have some people that I personally know that, and the rumors were out there that there were more pictures and video than actually were being presented to TMZ and otherwise. And then we were also talking about like, how did they know? that Kobe was on that helicopter? And how did the word travel so fast? And how did TMZ get it? And we talked about TMZ beating the major ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox stations nationally and locally to the punch with all the storyline. Now it's coming out. L.A. sheriff's deputies were sharing pictures with outlets.
Awful.
Despicable.
It's I mean, that's the lowest of the low.
I could not agree more. And we said at the time, and I verified this after the one show, that you could get up to $40,000 for video footage if it was a big enough story like this, if you had. But then they also had pictures. They also, I remember we were talking about, are they going to verify it? Because at first we had heard all these wicked rumors about how, you know, was this whole family on the copter? Was Rick Fox on the copter? So you have to have the verification too. But it's one thing if there's someone on like a cleanup crew or something that's trying to hit it big for one quick second and trying to get a big payday. But when you work in law enforcement.
The only thing I could think of was, are we sure it wasn't a Public Records Information Act request? Because if it was like a stoplight camera, that might be considered public information. Now that I don't know.
All I know is that from the report,
I don't know where did it come from? Like, what was the source? Was it a stoplight camera? Was it some rando?
According to the LA Times, the report that a public safety source with knowledge of the events had seen one of the photos on the phone of another official in a setting that was not related to the investigation of the crash. He said the photo showed the scene and the victim's remains.
Oh, wow.
TMZ confirmed this, too.
Did they?
Yeah, TMZ confirmed this, confirmed that the photos were actually pictures of remains. The pictures that they got access to were pictures of remains.
Unbelievable.
So TMZ confirmed just this. Awful. TMZ just didn't publish those videos. They were just more criticized for being like one of the first to publish the news about him passing.
Well, I guess you have to say thank God they didn't publish them, and good for them. Because they showed some sort of restraint.
Yes.
Can't publish the remains, man.
No.
Well, that's what I mean, technically you could.
No, you could. No, yeah, you're right. They could have if they really wanted to. I'm just saying that'd be so wrong. Ethically. Right.
I think the backlash would have been even worse.
I think you're right. And the actual first paragraph of the story, ESPN's now picked it up. Authorities are investigating whether deputies shared graphic photos of the crash scene where Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others were killed. Hmm. And when you're talking about pictures of the remains, it's one thing if you've got close-ups of the helicopter or if you got the helicopter going down. We talked about, too, that there's some people that say that there's video out there where the actual descent of the helicopter is on video somewhere that they have. They just haven't published it. But when you're talking about something that personal.
That graphic.
And graphic.
Yeah.
Man, that's just, you're a despicable human being.
Yep.
And if you're in law enforcement, that is terrible.
Especially if you have access to the scene before anybody else. Right. And now you're gonna turn that into a profit somehow.
Bottom line is you're gonna look for a new career come when this thing comes gets done with, because there's no way you continue to work in law enforcement if this is proven.
So Cody Rogers said, I understand the ethical and morality conundrum. All right, Cody, first of all, just quit showing off with your fancy words. Ethical and morality conundrum.
Conundrum is the
get out of here.
Yeah.
But you're an LA cop making $60,000 a year, $40,000 to $100,000 for a picture or some information you know is going to get out otherwise. It's hard to pass on that.
Well, then calculate the fact that when you don't pass on it, you're going to be looking for a different career than that $60,000 a year as a cop.
I'll be honest with you. As an LA cop making $60,000 a year, which sounds like a lot of money, but in LA, it's not.
LA.
Just not a lot of money in LA. I don't think I would stoop to that level. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I would sell it for $100,000.
I mean, the TMZ report says it goes beyond that. It says that it wasn't just because of money. Like, they went to a bar, and one of them tried to impress a girl with the pics.
Wow.
So it wasn't just, you know, money motivated. TMZ not only confirmed this on their website, but they also said that they used those pics to impress girls. And then one of the bartenders filed a complaint to the sheriff's department.
Oh, that's good. Somebody
good for them
morals.
For reporting.
Now, I will say, I don't think I would ever sell the picture for $40,000 to $100,000. But if I was single, I might use it to get some ass. I'm not gonna lie. Listen, guys, if we're being honest,
isn't that bring new
Joel,
meaning?
To answer the question,
No. Doesn't that doesn't
people
that
break? Like seeing stuff like that? I don't.
You wouldn't.
Some,
you wouldn't
some
show,
girl might be so turned off by how vulgar the pictures might be.
That's what I'm saying.
J-Lo comes up to you. You're single. She's single. She's like, yeah, but you don't live an exciting life. You don't have anything cool going on. And you're like, oh, yeah?
Can't you just say you just covered the crash scene?
No. She don't believe you?
Brings no meaning.
If you're like, I want...
Doesn't it bring new meaning to the term D-pics? Because you're a big enough D to try and get that to get some ass.
Okay, fair enough. But still, you're not going to... If you thought it might help
no,
you...
No, it's the difference between, like you said, if you're in law enforcement, I don't think you ever even consider that. If you're a pizza delivery guy that happened to be delivering in the area, and you got a chance instead of like 10 bucks an hour to cash in, I can see them trying to do something like that.
Ass is ass, bro.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
So now we've gotten to the point in the last couple of weeks of sucking toes and showing graphic photos just
wait,
for...
Wait. Who's sucking toes?
Selma Hayek, you already said.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I probably would suck
yeah,
toes.
Yeah, let me remind you.
I said it off air, though. Thanks.
No, you didn't. You said it on air. You said it on air yesterday.
I think you
yesterday.
Did say you'd make an exception
yes,
for Selma
yesterday.
Hayek.
Oh, I believe you said it on air, yes.
No, that was off air, but I may have been the... Yeah. Nope. In the weeks prior, I might have said it. But yesterday's conversation between the three of us.
Oh, no. No, this was on air. This maybe it wasn't yesterday, but this was definitely, okay. It happened recently.
All right. Yeah, there's like a list of like five hot celebrities I'd do that for. And that's it. But, I mean, it's one picture on your phone. She might have been smoking hot, bro. You don't know.
I see. There's ways of doing it without doing that, having to use the actual, hey, take a look at this picture.
I wouldn't. I don't think I mean...
It's just awful.
Yeah. It's a little much.
Yeah. Let's, I want, you know, here's a question though. Okay. I do have the program from the Michael Jackson funeral at Staples Center.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I've put that away.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've thought about selling it.
I never thought about selling it. I actually thought it would be,
like...
no, I thought about like that would be something that would be a piece of memorabilia, right? Because I was a Michael, you guys know, I was a fan of Michael Jackson's music. So, I got the program. But now thinking back, because it happened just like Kobe's memorial was at Staples and they did a similar program and everything like that. I'm like, you know what? I got the Michael Jackson program.
How much do you think you could get for it?
I don't know.
I'll give you $7.
Nope.
No, how much would it take, Joel?
Go to that big pawn shop in Las Vegas that's always on TV. What is it? Pawn Stars?
Yeah, Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
How much do you think you'd get for it there?
We should look. You can Google it to see what's a Michael Jackson memorial program going for.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because
we can send it. What we can do is we can send it back to L.A. with Jerry Rocha, and he could, and then he'll just take a 10% cut. Yeah, he'll just get a 10% cut.
First of all, I never said I was selling it, and then I got to find it first.
I don't know why we got to include Jerry Rocha. Why can't we just split it three ways between us?
Because we got to get it to L.A. somehow, and it's cheaper to just to send it with Jerry since he's already traveling.
Let me handle it.
So you're gonna get to L.A.?
I'm gonna fly to L.A. We'll split it three ways.
So now you just want a free trip to L.A.
Kind of.
Well, we're not putting you up.
If anyone's going to go to L.A., and I hate to do this to you, but it's going to be Joel if he's getting a free.
What
one,
if I pay
Lisa's
for
Lisa's family. Two, it's a free trip.
What if I pay for flight and hotel myself? Like, what if I take care of my own? Like, what if I pay my own way?
Okay.
And we still split it three ways?
Okay.
Wait a minute, I didn't go that far. I did all the work to get the program.
You're right.
You're not
just,
involved.
Yeah, you're
in
right.
This.
Just split it two ways. Just Joel and I.
Hold on,
there
bitch.
You go.
Don't cut me out.
I mean, we don't. If I'm
why
gonna
are you
take it,
me out?
If I'm flying to LA, I don't really need you.
Well, it's my program. He's going to do the dirty work. What have you brought to the table?
This was my idea.
Jerry Rocha,
to
who's
back.
Out right now.
No, he's gone. No. Dude, we don't
yeah,
need.
We just put
the
him
ways.
On the sideline.
The pie's not that big.
We were just giving 10% to Jerry. The rest of us, we were going to split it three ways.
Oh, I didn't ever say that either.
No. So now you're going back on your
again,
word.
Because again, I'd say, what
now
did you do to get your percentage,
Joel?
If anything, Joel is the one that has L.A. ties. Lisa could just go over there. Or
shut
California
up,
ties.
Nick! You're ruining this for us. God.
All we got to do is find where the program is.
I'm the one that
is.
Googled how much it was worth.
He's doing that now.
It has to be six figures, right?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Or is it not? I'm asking.
I would say it's. I would go maybe five figures.
You think so?
Know. Yeah.
Okay, I'll look it up at the break.
Because there weren't that many. And I don't know, and of the ones that were out there, how many are in mint condition and saved, and how many were like on the floor under your seat with a Coke spilled on it? What do you got?
What'd you got?
eBay. 100 authentic Michael Jackson memorial programs. Original, 2009. Excellent condition.
How much?
$1,500. Free shipping.
There you go. Five figures.
Michael Jackson Memorial Program, authentic, original, 2009, mint condition, $450.
Four figures.
Oh.
So.
Wait a minute. You want to throw something in the mix? What if it's signed?
How would you get it? Wait a minute.
I just wanted to see
There's
how
There's a lot more to the story that we don't know.
How in the hell would you get an autographed memorial program from a
because
dead
you know
man.
Damn well there's some look, if there's people in Detroit that think Garth Brooks was supporting Bernie Sanders, there's someone out so there that thinks so you got funny. A signed version of Michael Jackson's
that
memorial
is
program
so funny. Oh
absolutely
what's funny, have you seen that commercial for like the you're making me cry, have you seen that commercial for the memorabilia where the guy's like, look at that,
yeah.
That's an original signed poster. Yeah, I signed it myself with the right hand and the left
yep.
hand. You got to make them look.
Yep.
That would be you. You'd be like, you just sign it with your left hand. It'll look like Michael Jackson. Duh, that's funny.
I'm the pizza delivery guy in California going, hey, I got this program. What do you give me for it? Well, but, what if it's signed?
Well, this one said 100, but now this is just one? Or is it 100?
Whoever's got 100 of them.
Oh, no, it says quantity one available, but when I, but on this, look, it says 100 authentic Michael Jackson yeah. memorial programs, right?
Yeah.
So I clicked on it, and that was the link it took me to, but one is going for, this one's 1500, buy it now, but this other one's 450. So you could probably get on the safe
one that's
side 500
bucks. The got ketchup on the corners.
It says mint condition, so I doubt okay. it. Yours would have ketchup on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm thinking 500 bucks.
Still got
I'm
it
thinking
somewhere.
By the time, we'll see. What's 500 divided by 3?
We got to go to break because you're not getting this and you're not getting the money for it. All right. We're rolling through the hour number 2 of the 3-hour show. Jared Rocha comes up at 2:30. He can talk all about L.A. and lots of other things. We can get the L.A. perspective on the Astros. All kinds of stuff coming up as we roll through the show on an FEF Friday. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, final segment of the first half of the show as we get into the two-minute drill, or something like it, before halftime. And our special guest has arrived fashionably early.
That's good.
Jared Rocha in the That's house,
a rarity.
In the studio, ready to go.
What's going on? Thanks for having me back.
Good to have
Look
you
at
back,
this.
Jared.
Back again, reunited, Look and the, it feels so good.
Are you
amazing.
Peaches or herb?
I think I'm both.
Okay.
I hope to be.
You're a little fuzzy, but...
A little fuzzy, okay. but a little flavorful.
Yeah, okay. Got
I
it.
Don't know. Wait, yeah, I guess.
I've hung out with... He's peaches and herb.
Ooh.
Huh? What? Look at you,
I'll
L.A. It's
I'll
legal think, in L.A.,
it
so...
It is. It is.
Well played, sir.
I
well
miss
played.
It. I miss it. I'm too chicken to fly with it.
Are you, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I got those friends, though, that just have that iron skin confidence. Just like, dude, they're looking for a bomb or heroin. And it's like, I don't care what they're looking for. I have something that's illegal in everywhere else.
Everywhere so. You leave. Because they're not going to stop you. They don't check your bags yeah. for that, right? Nah, if they found weed... as you're boarding a plane in LA, they don't say anything because it's legal there.
But
it's,
on the way right. back, that's a word because I'm not going to smoke enough. You know, to
but
have,
did you hear?
You could have left it with me. I mean, that would have been okay.
Sold it to somebody.
Yes?
I could have made a profit.
What are you doing,
Fred and AJ? Were not illegal. Too. Fred and AJ were talking about edibles. Coming back from the fight in Vegas,
uh-huh.
and AJ's like, yeah, I mean, I throw it in my luggage all the time and come back.
That's
like,
real.
No, I would never.
I don't know that I pushed the envelope that far.
I'm too scared.
I know one guy that mails it to himself. That's wow. really dumb.
Wow, that's bad. But it's funny. You're right, though. I'm scared to fly with it, but I would have sold it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'll do that.
You're
I'll
like,
sell
I'll,
it.
Yeah.
That's I'll the sell old, it to middle school kids, no question. But I'm not going to fly with it. Come
what are you
on.
Kidding me? Jerry's on the playground.
I'm not a he monster.
Looks like he looks like he's a molester, but no, he's just
yeah,
trying to
no,
sell
I'm just
some
trying
drugs.
To make a profit.
I'm not trying to touch your kids. I'm
no,
just
I'm
trying
just
to
trying
get
them
stoned.
Make
trying to get their money.
Bucks.
That's it.
Well, you just got in. You flew into Austin, and you were in Laredo last night.
Laredo last night, Houston this weekend.
Got
met
it.
My long-lost sister. That's why I flew into Austin.
What?
Ancestry.com is no joke. Yes.
Get out of here.
People are always like, oh, my grandfather always said that my grandmother was the only one. Be a spit in a cup. Let's see how full of it grandpa was or not.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
you had a sister you didn't know about.
Did not know existed.
And now.
Same mother, same father, different mother. Right. So same dad. Dad, yeah.
See, now the comedian in me is so jealous because I'm like, you just got a new 10 minutes.
I have so much
material.
You just
got a new 10 minutes just like that.
It's been great. Instant.
They got any side hustle? Or like, I know my sister, but I'd like to lose her. Could you just take her and get rid of her?
That
would be fantastic. I'd be all for that.
What a glowing review you've given her. She's in Jamaica this week.
She doesn't know. She's not listening, so we're good.
Jerry's like, I'll take your sister.
I'll take your sister,
But you'd have to talk that over for her.
Look, if nobody heard the context, I'm the biggest creep. I'm hanging around middle school kids, selling them drugs, and I'm taking Joel's sister.
According to previous conversations on this show, you'd have to talk to Nick about my sister. I would like to lose her.
What's going on?
They're just spreading rumors, Jerry. Spreading rumors.
Now look at this. Throwing you under.
Speaking of guys that would sell weed to a middle school kid.
Yes. I bet I know where this is going.
Wow. Glad it's Friday because then everybody can cool off for a couple days.
So you met a sister that you didn't know existed until you both did Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
How awkward was it?
It's a hard R, right?
Oh, you did.
Met her nephew. It's crazy.
Hard R, sister, not a sister. Because Barry's like, hey, you met a sister on the road. Okay.
I think we've bonded enough. I could go sister.
Oh, okay.
I think we have.
Was it awkward?
No. It was like.
What?
She was crying. Couldn't wait to. She babysat me when I was like 2 years old.
Wow. And y'all didn't know that you
no
so
idea.
You knew her.
I met her once. No, I knew no idea. Yeah, crazy. So
wow.
This has been
physical
really
similarities look the same at
people
all.
People say I don't see it, but people say I look more like
you got her breasts. I
do have her tits. Big. Can I say that?
We're on the board.
You can't use slang.
What?
Yeah. Here's the thing. In radio, you can't use slang words for body parts. You can only say the medical term. So you can say penis, vagina, and breast.
But you can't say the others.
Yeah.
And that's my first time getting beefed. I'll take
we
it.
Have slang.
Now look at you.
Man, all I'm right. honored. Did I just, are we now 7 seconds behind? What happened?
We have
don't curse for another 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But you're definitely a suspect.
I didn't know you couldn't say that.
Yeah.
So you're slang. The T word is
Nick,
not.
Nope. Now we know where Barry gets it. Comedians just think, if I don't know if I can or not, I'll throw it out there and I'll take the consequence.
Right. Yeah, that is the,
it's true.
It's sadly a very soft version of Cosby. You know what I mean? He was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. I don't know if I'm going to get away with it or not, but hey, I guess they'll let me know later.
47 times later in 3 decades, he's like,
well,
maybe,
I guess I made
not.
A mistake. I guess I shouldn't have done these awful
I can't
things.
See all of a sudden. Somebody feel sorry for me.
Too bad Harvey Weinstein
I was
say,
Harvey
used
can't
the walker.
Walk and
yeah,
Bill
he used
can't
the walker before
and...
Cosby. I got an idea. I'm going to, like, anyone's going to have any sympathy for what you did. You know what I mean?
It's I'm going
like,
to be, if that ever happens to me, just roll me in the courtroom on a gurney.
Right.
I'm just going to be like, I'm going next
they
level.
They weren't accusing Harvey of beating women in races, in foot races. You know what
right.
I mean? So, like, okay, then maybe you show up with the walker and then, like, guys, come on. There's no way I could have done this.
Exactly.
But, I mean, stop it. That was the
you go and
thing.
You have your testicles removed and you say, right. I'm a eunuch. There's
right.
no way I could have done this.
That's what you do.
Exactly.
He just has a little fake cover
you bring
up.
Them in a jar
exactly,
and you're
guys.
Like, every day in court, you just set that jar on the table.
Since 1965, this has been in this jar.
It's been
no
in my wife's purse.
This. Right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Why do you say that with the jar? And I remember the movie Better Off Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Booger's got the fetus in formaldehyde.
That's right.
Wake up. Wake up! Come on!
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Underrated,
very
great
underrated
movie.
Flick.
Is that the one with the dude who does the sports announcer when he pulls up next to him?
Yes.
Yep, that's
on
so
every
good.
Time. I want
he's
my
doing Howard Cosell.
Yeah, and I want my $2
yeah,
and all
tremendous,
that.
Tremendous, yeah. tremendous.
All right, that'll wrap up first half of the show. We still got a second half to go. 90 minutes on the clock. When we come back, the second half is next. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Warning! Warning! You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half starts now. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here comes the second half of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an FAF Friday in the big city. Beautiful weather outside, and our good friend inside, as friend of the show, Jerry Rocha, continues to hang with us as he's in town to do some comedy.
He is indeed. Jerry, you
comedy
are.
Comedy Hub.
Yeah, Comedy Hub.
New room. Newish
room. Yeah, I've never heard this before.
It is. The Comedy Hub, they've been starting up there at the Rec Room, which is, they kind of share the facility. But when it's comedy related, it's Comedy Hub.
Right.
And there's Comedy Hub HTX if you want tickets to go see Jerry.
Yeah, Comedy Hub HTX.
Highly recommend you guys go get tickets right now. I'm going to be there Saturday. Regardless of whether I get on stage
getting
or not,
you up there.
I'm coming to
there.
Support.
Thank you, brother.
$15 in advance online at comedyhubhtx.com. 20 at the door. Comedy Hub Houston on Instagram.
Just one show.
Where are they located?
One show tonight. 9:30 tonight. 9:30 tomorrow night.
That's 9:30 Saturday and Saturday. Sunday, right?
No, tonight.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow. Not Sunday.
For some reason, I thought it was Saturday
no, Friday,
and Sunday.
Saturday. Yeah, yeah. Because if it's Sunday, I'll be on a plane when the show's starting. Yeah,
so oh, wow. It's tonight, okay.
Skype it's tonight, is a wonderful tomorrow. Thing. You can still do it. It'll be fine.
How great would that be, Barry, if we could just Skype in shows?
Yeah.
How great. Oh, just for, like Evita, just performing from our bedroom, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, how great. Man,
dude,
oh, I'll do that in a second.
Yeah,
oh, man,
that would be outstanding. So yeah, you're right. I don't know why I thought it was Saturday because I was like, really,
where's
a Sunday show?
Located?
That's weird. It's at the Rec Room.
Where's
what is
that?
It? What is?
I'll get the map out. I haven't even heard
of that. Nick, you're the single guy. You ever heard of the Rec Room?
I thought it was like, at least it's not some stupid trampoline park. You know what I mean? Like, it's usually a trampoline park.
Urban air during the day.
Week, yeah, this week,
comedy at night.
No, it is. Rec Room is kind of. It's downtownish. It's off of Jackson, 100 Jackson Street.
100 Jackson, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is north downtown.
So for you listeners wondering if it's in your neighborhood, there it is. You can get there into downtown.
And then hit them up on like Instagram at Comedy Hub Houston because they cover pretty much everything comedy related in the town. It's a newer venue, a newer club, so to speak.
Right. Yeah.
And they do a great job of promoting. They bring in out of town acts all the time.
I'm excited, bro.
Man, once the Joke Joint closed down,
it's a big gulf. A big empty space was left here. That's a great room. Such a bummer. Look, to all the listeners, I promise you, on my brand new family, I'll swear on their souls, no Astros jokes. You've heard enough. I'm not even going to go there. There's no need. They've all been made to death. I'm good.
Well, we've highlighted you. You live in L.A.
Yeah.
We get your opinions from time to time from a different perspective. Outside of this city, obviously, and the whole cocoon of Houston where they still believe and love the Astros.
Yes.
From an L.A. perspective, how bad is it?
It's bad. I'm not a Dodger fan even remotely, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're all very sour. I mean, but at the same time, you look, they still lost. I mean, it's, you know what I mean? Like, they still lost. So you know, whatever was going on, I think it's so silly to say, well, they should give us the time. Stop it. Shut up. No, they shouldn't.
Politicians,
you know,
wasting time trying to pass a bill or something.
And then that other dude suing him is like, like you were Cy Young before you went up against them. Enough. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get the whole Altuve's numbers at home on the road are drastically, it's a lot. Alarming. But that dude who's suing him, come on. And then
his numbers were off.
They were, and I was a Ranger fan. You guys weren't the only ones to shell Yu Darvish. You know what I mean? Like Yu Darvish had some moments, but he got shelled a bunch too. So I don't know. I think the frustrating thing for Astros fans, like, y'all didn't need to do that. That lineup was good enough. Yeah. Y'all didn't need to, that didn't need to happen.
That's the sad part.
That's the sad part. It's like if Shaq took steroids. What, are you kidding? You're going up against Sean Bradley tonight. Why are you roiding? You're going to score 80 if you just wake up in time for the game.
No, and it's a fair point. You're absolutely right. And that's why even when Garrett Cole came out, it was refreshing to at least hear him say, hey, last year we didn't cheat one bit. There was no cheating. Yeah. Fair and square, we lost Game 7 of the World Series. Just to kind of put into perspective, it's still a damn good team.
Right. Yeah, amazing team. And a buddy of mine, one of my best friends, is from San Antonio. Bleeds Astros. And he's so upset because he's like, yeah, I think they did it and it sucks and it hurts. And he goes, but it's all taken away if they somehow win it all this year under the microscope of all microscopes.
Could you imagine the pressure they're under?
That would be amazing. Yeah. That would be the most I think that makes it That is such a turnaround. That is such a – it would be like the opposite. It was like, if Hulk Hogan didn't join the NWO. You know what I mean? It would be the opposite. It would be the ultimate face turn. If they – who wouldn't – I would – as a Ranger fan, because I know the Rangers don't have a shot. So right. I would root for them if it looked like they were going to do it under that microscope. I'd be like, that would be the most amazing sports story maybe of our time.
Yeah.
If they were to somehow win it all this year, I'd be, wow, that'd be incredible.
It's literally the only way to shut everybody up.
It
because
is.
If like, you don't, yeah, if you don't get to the World Series, right. then they're going to say, oh,
but we were talking
that's
about
what
yesterday.
Happens when you don't cheat.
The other variable of this is guys that just understand what game pressure is now having, they're now having to deal with a whole different kind of pressure.
Yes.
And you're really going to find out the intestinal fortitude of a lot of guys that like,
right.
sure, if it's just playing baseball, I got this.
Right.
But if it's every time I walk from the dugout to the plate, go out to my position, and every time I see a reporter, a lot of guys can wilt under that.
You know, okay, can I tell you what you should do? No, 1,000%. I know it's going to sound like a joke. Hire Barry Bonds as a consultant because that dude was still jacking home runs when they were throwing syringes at him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Talk about still delivering under pressure.
Well, there was
talk
when Dusty Baker got the job that Barry Bonds would be his hitting coach.
They should.
Could you imagine, though? You can't go out.
I know.
Intertwining controversies.
Oh, God.
Look, it's like not only are they cheating with video, but now they're probably doing Roy's. Yeah.
Look, I'm done eating people, but Jeffrey Dahmer's my new personal chef. I swear I'm not going to eat anyone ever again, but Hannibal Lecter's writing a cookbook for me. I can't wait to try it. But it won't be people.
I promise.
You're intertwining Milwaukee guys with a Milwaukee guy.
No, that's right.
A sore subject, man.
Yeah.
Did you know him? Did you
no,
know
No, I didn't, thank God. But I had friends that went to Marquette, where his apartment was. And I was like, yeah. It's,
wow.
Yeah,
he was right by the college?
Oh, yeah. He was right by Marquette in downtown. Well, yeah,
Who went to Marquette? Dwayne Wade? Was Dwayne Wade Marquette?
Jimmy Butler.
He could have eaten Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade. That's crazy. If he was, they never bust him.
If they don't bust him, we don't have Dwayne
Wade.
We never
would have experienced Wade or Butler. How sad
could you imagine that?
Been?
And LeBron doesn't have all his championships.
LeBron doesn't have
all.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. It's amazing.
And instead of Dwayne Wade shot becoming Flash, he just became trash. The remains were in the dumpster.
Yeah.
There you go. That's all we got.
Hey, you know, real quick.
Uh-huh.
Living it now, this is my LA because Dallas. You all know I'm a massive mark on every Dallas team.
We're gonna get to Jerry Jones here in a second.
God. Did he die?
You'll find
is
out.
Is it good news? did him and Trump get corona at the same time? Because I'd be like, hey, it's the best day ever. No, but as living in LA, dude, I hate this because as a Mavericks fan,
mm-hmm.
I'm let this cook. There is no pressure yet. No need for crazy trades. Luka and KP are finally looking like they're gelling.
On you guys already.
I think this year there's no need to go crazy. Right. Next year that's when you can start making some trades going crazy. But I am waiting, and you're gonna think I'm crazy probably because I know you guys are. I'm waiting for the Lakers to just kind of like, whoa, what happened? I have a feeling there's going to be a fall coming for the Lakers.
Oh, we just talked about
really
the opposite.
The opposite. I have a dude. I get a weird feeling that it's
and as Nick
happen.
Brought up with the Kobe element of winning it now for Kobe.
I know,
the league
I know.
And everybody is even Laker haters are going to be Laker lovers.
They're
going to
love
year.
Them, but I think something's. I just have a bad feeling for them. I don't know.
You think it's like an injury or just
some kind of like oh man they. Because here's what worries me is I hope – I don't care about the – you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The Kobe thing was devastating, obviously.
Sure, absolutely.
And someone who doesn't even I hated that dude as a player with every fiber of my being. I was like, oh, this – it can't be real, you know? But the Lakers, I just have a feeling that they're trying too hard right now to win it for Kobe, all this pressure, and I just don't know. I know LeBron can handle it. I don't know if Davis can or not when it comes down to it.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm telling
you. Tillman Fertitta's on line one. He wants to get your tickets here. He's, like, he's listening very intently on what you're saying.
Well, mutual friend of ours that you introduced me to, Richard Barrett, who owns the Comedy Magic Store, is a
great
huge
guy.
Clippers fan.
Massive.
And he talks about the fact that he thinks that that's the team that nobody's paying attention to.
Ever.
Even though they're in a bit of a slump. But
a bit, yeah.
It's like it's all about the Lakers. Is that the case in L.A. as well, where it's all about the Lakers and nobody's even bothering with the Clippers?
Well, and here's the thing. It's always going to be about the Lakers.
Yeah.
I hope Tom Brady goes to the Chargers so no one cares. It's going to be amazing. Tom Brady could go. I'm calling it right now. If he goes to the Chargers,
no one's going to care.
Here's what's going to happen. The first game will be, oh, wow, we got Brady. And then if USC or UCLA has half a chance, That's it. They're not going to care. It's going to be whatever. We could care. If the Dodgers start rolling,
in the playoffs,
they're not going to care. They won't care for those first
We talked about in the Coliseum that USC was outdrawing
the Chargers.
The Chargers.
The Chargers. Yeah. They no one cares about the NFL in LA. Except the only people that go are the transplants who get to see their team a couple of times. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, they're getting outdrawn at home.
Yes. The only team that could kill it would be if the Raiders went back. That's it. If the Raiders went back to L.A., they would. That's it. That's the only team that would crush it.
They're going to a stadium in Vegas, so that ain't happening.
I know. There's no way, right? But, like, that's what I'm saying. That's the only, you know, but I'm kind of hope Brady goes to the Chargers so no one cares in L.A. No one will care. I'm telling you.
When we come back, we're going to have to play you some clips of your favorite football owner and get your thoughts on it.
Jerry on Jerry comes up next. Don't go anywhere. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects as we wrap up hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza known as F Yeah Friday. Nick, Barry, myself, and our special guest, friend of the show, Jerry Rocha, in town doing some comedy.
Thank you. ComedyHubHTX.com. You know, go get tickets. We implore the suspects. Go support Jerry. He's literally, first of all, okay, I don't know who texted this to the show, but this is the first text we've read all day.
Oh, no.
It says, it's nice having someone funny on the show.
Oh, come on. Well, thank you.
Sons of bitches.
You got two funny people on this show.
Sons of bitches.
Lips aren't everything, Jerry, but Nick and Barry appreciate it.
First, I got to deal with Joel telling me that he's excited for you to come in. About time we have a real comedian on the show.
Stop. No, don't do this.
My favorite comedian, my boy, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently Joel's booking Funny Friday, so I can't wait to see which comedian he has next week.
We'll take it over. To whoever tweeted him, but come on, Barry's the best. But
no,
thank you,
stop it. Keep going. Thank it's you. We still got time to kill. Yeah.
All right, so I want to hear this. What did this moron...
So here's where we get into maybe grammatics and sports, but we know and we've told people on the show that you are a Cowboys fan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Big Cowboys fan.
Massive.
So evidently this works out perfect that you organically haven't even heard this yet, but Jerry on his own bus, by the way, he's taken his own bus to Indy for the Combine. He did an 80-minute media session. In his bus with the media in the bus.
He's like the president, only on a bus instead of Air Force One.
The cojones on this guy. I mean, why do they allow this? Can't the media be like, you know what? Get out of that thing.
Good story.
Because he's not only the owner, he's the president.
I know. Right.
He's both. And so as part of the 80 minutes, Dez Bryant has been working out.
Yep.
And so they asked him, had he thought about bringing Dez back to the Cowboys? Here's what he said.
I have not talked to Dez directly. I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Yeah.
I have been. I'm not dismissing it. I don't want to sound like it should be dismissed by saying that.
Right.
I'm thinking about it.
In the shower.
In the shower, Jerry.
I think about
it
a lot.
I've been thinking about a lot in the bath with a nice aromatic candle. And a picture of Dez.
Just a vibrating bath bomb.
Does the term
picture of Dez
pregnant pause mean anything to you at that point?
Well, this doesn't surprise me because I don't know. This is, by the way, massive Jerry Jones stupid quote. But do you remember the other one? When maybe 10, 11 years ago, when he said, quote, I want more glory hole. I was here for the glory hole days.
Oh, how could you forget that?
I want more
that was
glory
the best
hole.
Quote ever.
I totally forgot about that. I mean, this is not surprising.
I totally forgot about that quote.
It's not surprising.
Here's another
about
element
Dez
for you.
In the shower.
In the shower.
So Dez gets wind of it.
Oh, no.
He responds.
Oh, no.
It's not good, Jerry.
What did Dez do?
Let's get it.
Ah!
That's it. That's it.
Just it. Let's get it.
Let's get it on.
Wow.
Let's do
whether
it.
There's a comma or a pregnant pause.
It's still bad either way.
Let's the whole shower thing just has it. Are you dreaming about Dez in the shower? Are you?
Oh, God.
It's just, there's just wow. So many elements where you go, what is going on?
Can't it just say in my office, I think about it, at meetings,
right.
I think about it.
In wide receiver meetings.
In wide receiver meetings.
When Amari Cooper's got one foot out the door.
Like, while I'm counting my money, I think about it.
In the shower, I think about it.
God, that's amazing.
So homoerotic.
I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't. And so having said that, I want me some glory hole.
Oh, wow.
I forgot about that.
I forgot about that, too.
Amazing. That is.
I want me is, some glory hole. Don't we all, Jerry? don't we all?
And especially if you can get in the shower.
Right. Now, if it weren't for Dave Campo, that would have been the darkest era in Cowboy history. That would have been the saddest moment in Cowboy history, that quote. Had it not been for the Dave Campo era. But I here's my thing. I don't know if I have talked about Dave Campo on this show before.
No.
I want your opinion, because you're the pros on this. All right. Was Dave Campo, was he an awful coach, or was Quincy Carter an amazing quarterback? What I'm trying to figure is they were able to win 5 games a year with one of those two. You know what? So I don't know who was holding who back. Because I think that there's – because I don't think there's any way Belichick wins 5 games with Quincy Carter. I don't know if he wins 5 games with – Belichick wins one with Quincy Carter. So either Dave Campo is the greatest coach ever, or Quincy Carter was Mahomes before Mahomes, and it just never materialized.
I always thought Dave Campo had said,
really,
has he ever been in the same room with Raleigh Massimino at the same time? Because they look like twins.
They do.
So I would think Dave Campo would be a hell of a basketball coach. I just don't know what he did with the offense.
He had maybe the dumbest quote in Cowboy history that wasn't by Jerry Jones. Remember the first season of Hard Knocks when it was the Cowboys? Yeah. He said, quote, "The game of football is a game played on a field."
That was like, it.
Wow. The knowledge
Thank
this guy has.
So much. Man, deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts.
With Dave Campo.
Please
Dave
make him our coach. He knows so my point is, you guys shouldn't feel too bad with who the Texans have, because it could be worse.
See, Cody on Twitter said the same thing. I don't know that I ever heard that quote before today. The glory hole one.
Oh, I heard it for sure. Oh,
yeah.
I remember
it. You remembered it, yeah, Nick.
Yeah, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Saddest,
so good.
I mean, like this.
Oh, I want me some glory hole.
Wow. How does he not? I wonder if he had some guy who was about to get fired anyway, and he told Jerry Jones, like, man, remember the glory hole days? And knowing Jones had no idea.
He
and
would just like, repeat it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like, he'll say anything. He'll repeat anything.
Oh, my God. That's so great. By the way, Crystal Collins is a listener of our show, and she is the president of the Cowboys fan club here in Houston.
Yes. Oh, nice.
And she has offered up the fact that she also thinks about Dez in the shower.
Hey, so that makes more sense.
That's a little more appropriate.
That's far more.
That's when he's putting up the X.
Right. That's
on one of Jerry, probably for sure. Crystal, sure. I just don't know how he's looking at that.
Yeah. That's
I don't know why any
doesn't
fantasy
surprise you, I feel like, that he would say something like
no,
that.
No, that dumb. No, that like just doesn't get it, doesn't understand how that's how dumb that's going to look, you know? I mean, unless he was just like, you know, he said, wait, the Cowboys support the LGBTQ+ community. And I think it does in the show. Like, if he did it like that, okay, great. But,
right.
You know, if he prefaced with, you know, look, I'm doing this, we're allies to the, you know, to the LGBTQ+. But, you know.
So are you pro Dez?
That's outstanding.
I take him. Why not?
Yeah.
I think if they could keep Cooper.
Amari,
you know, because I think you see
But is he worth 40? Because again, we know Dez.
No.
They say it's the next guy in line. If you get the lucky contract expiring club,
right.
No way,
you get
no
the next big contract. I don't think so either.
I love Dez. I think Dez. I loved him when he was a Cowboy. I thought I had a chance. I was doing the Just for Last Festival.
I'm sorry, Dak. I meant Dak. Nice.
Oh,
is Dak worth 40? Because that's the holding point right now, is he's next man up in terms of quarterbacks that are free agent or could be free.
Here's the only reason I say, first of all, as a Cowboy fan, I don't care. Get your money, dude. Get your money.
Right.
I say every player, get your paycheck.
Agents are obviously going to do that.
Yes,
I get
but
that.
And I think, sadly, for the Cowboys, who else is there? What, are you going to draft somebody and have Mike McCarthy develop a quarterback? You know, I think you're going to have to go there and be like, you know what? We're just going to have to go for it and say, yeah. By the way, speaking of Dez, I got to meet Aaron Rodgers at the Just for Last Festival in Montreal like a couple of years ago. He was there because I think he was dating that girl who's in the X-Men movie at the time.
Olivia Munn.
And they were filming. And so he went to a show. And I just, oh, man, everyone was being like, oh, I just went, hey. I shook his hand. I go, Dez caught it. And you know he caught it. And then I left. That's all I wanted to say to the guy. That was it.
Nice. I was at that game, Jerry.
You were at that there game. Was still, Dez caught it.
I tell everybody, he caught it. And there was still 325 on the clock and three
Aaron
timeouts.
Rodgers probably would have come back and won it anyway.
But we would have been fine.
Because Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. That's, you know, especially then. He was.
What did he do when you did that to
him? All right. He gave me like, all right, like I could kill you with one punch. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to because I'm not that kind of guy. He was like, all right. And he just walked away.
That's outstanding. Yeah, I bet it was very therapeutic to be able to do it.
It was so nice.
You're like, yes!
That is so nice.
Saving
it
for years.
It was so
and
nice.
That's that when I tell great. You that we've always appreciated you letting us call Jerry World Lambeau Field South.
It is. It, Rogers
and as
owns
a reward,
that
we gave you our recycled coach.
I know.
And now you can have your fun with it.
I'm excited for that guy. I'm excited for McCarthy. I think he'll be all right.
Okay. We'll see.
I think it's...
Wow. Did you notice the octaves?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
he's like,
I've been there, pal. I think people can change.
Jerry, you will be hitting me up on messages during the year when you hear, like, we got to go football
so
theme.
Much.
I think, you know, Zach's a good running back. We got to go football theme. And hopefully, you know, as a Cowboys organization, we're going to win some football games. That's all you're going to get from him all year. Good luck. Two in the books, one to go. Final
know.
Hour comes up next.
True.
It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. So true.
ESPN 97.5.